So today I'm in Essex with Vicky Walker in Colnengain. Is that how I say it?
Yes, I think.
I had to think about that. And I've not seen Vicky for a few years. She's certainly got one extra child since the last time I saw her.
Yes.
So it's great to be here. So the first question is, where did we first meet?
Ah, this, I was racking my brains. Okay, sorry. I think we first met when I was running the youth club. I don't know if we met before I was running the youth club. We might have done. Can you remember?
I don't think so.
I think no. It was when I was running the youth club in Box.
And did you come to the Alpha course?
Yes. But I met you before the Alpha course because you talked me into coming to the Alpha course because I knew you before then.
Okay.
Right. And I did two Alpha courses.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd forgotten you'd done two. So you had been at the Queen's Head quite a bit?
Yes.
And so that's where we first met. Question number two is, do you drink tea?
Yes. But not real tea. I don't like builder's tea. I like, I'm drinking green tea with lemon at the moment. And I like green tea with gingerbread. And I like Lady Grey, but I don't like real tea.
I think Lady Grey probably is a real tea.
Yeah, but tea with milk, I mean, you know, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, Lady Grey probably is real tea. But you know what I mean.
Yeah. So the difficult question, the theological question I'm asking everybody is, how do you respond to the statement that Christianity in the UK is not dying but sleeping?
I don't know. Oh gosh, I keep thinking loads of different answers, and my first thought is, no, it can't be dying. How can something that's that core to our culture, our identity, everything to me as part of being British, how can it be dying? But then on the other hand, I sit there and look at it, and since I've moved here, I don't have any involvement with the church at all. Nothing. So that makes me think that maybe it is dying.
So do you get any communication from the church?
Other than the parish magazine, no.
And the parish magazine isn't enough for you to be engaging in any way?
No, I don't think it is. I think... Because I was thinking about how I got involved with the church before and what made me come to the Alpha course, and it was all about personalities and what was going... Well, I suppose part of it was about what was going on in my life at the time, but most of it was about the people that I knew. And it was fun, and there was lots... It was part of the community, and it was part of... what my friends did and what we all did together, and it was sort of, well, it was an integral part. So when I joined the youth club, I met Phil, and then I'd have loads of interesting conversations with Phil, which would make me want to have more conversations, and then I met you, and then the Alpha course was on, and I'd always wanted to do one, but never really thought about where I would do one. And then all of a sudden the opportunity arose, and then I started going to the filling station, and I really enjoyed the filling station, and I enjoyed the conversations, and I never felt any pressure. I never felt like I had to 100% believe in God or not, or I never felt silly for asking questions. And I've never quite made up my mind about anything, whereas here, because I've never had any communication with anyone, I think I'd feel silly if I went and said, well, I don't know what I think. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm really intrigued about this because I went to see some other people with young children who used to go to church all the time, but have found the kind of Sunday in children and organising aspects of that has actually moved them away. And they were saying that they... don't even necessarily read all the parish magazine stuff,
yeah.
And don't necessarily know what's going on, and
yeah.
What might help them feel included more,
yeah.
I guess, is what...
I think that's it, they're not feeling included. Like, I don't... When I lived in Killearn and Box, a lot of the groups that I was already involved with, a lot of the people that helped were part of the church. So you then people like Joe, and I would then speak to them, and then it was a way to draw you in without, there was never any pressure. It always felt like a nice place to be, a comfortable place to be. And I think the thought of walking into a church when I don't know how my children are going to be welcomed, and I don't know what the reception is going to be. I mean, I've been back to Box and Killearn a couple of times since the kids have been born, and I've never had a problem going to the church there, because I know that they will be fine. If they, you know, make noise, will they make noise? And I don't feel embarrassed, whereas I think I would feel embarrassed going to church here.
Is the school a church school?
No. But the boys don't go to the church in this village, the school in this village, they go to the school in the next village as well. Right. So although the villages are very close together, I guess maybe that has something to do with it. I mean, actually, thinking about it, now I'm thinking about my integration with the church. My friend lives in a village near here, and their church is very, very family focused. And she's moved, but we used to go to all of their, they had a fireworks thing, they had something on All Saints Day, Christmas events. And they were always, they have really good grounds, which were all walled in. And they always focused it around the children. And then everything else was sort of secondary. So actually, we've done a lot there, but nothing here.
Yeah. I was talking to the people that I saw on Saturday. And they've got about 90 children in their school.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about how even if you then ran a children's event, if your aim was to get 10% of the children, it would be 8 or 9. But that's quite critical mass, because that could easily drop below 6 for a particular thing. And I don't know how big the village is here and how big the school is here and the school in the next village.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Earlscombe's quite a big village, and it's got a big school. There's 2 classes in every year group.
So big.
Especially for a village school, it's really big. And it's got a nursery. This one is really small, though. This one has a shared reception year 1 and year 2. That's all one class. And then it's got year 3 and 4 and 5 and 6. So it's only essentially 3 classes. So that's quite a small school to be targeting. I just thought of somewhere else we go, Messy Church. Here's me. I don't go to anything.
Where do you go to Messy Church then?
Baptist Church.
Is it in the village?
It's in the next village. So pretty much everything we do is in the next village, not intentionally.
So you go to, is that once a month?
It is once a month, but we don't go every month, but we've been a few times.
So what is it about the Messy Church that makes it feel accessible to you?
It feels like all the things that we used to go to in Box. So there's food. So it's done at tea time, which at first I thought, oh no, that's never going to work. And they said, no, we feed you. And I thought, oh, that means I can take the children on a Sunday, we can go and do it, and then I can feed them and we can come home, do stories and go to bed. So that works. It's all around the kids. So they do songs and dancing, which Oliver just thinks is the best thing ever. He loves it. And they have streamers, and they have food, and they have people who smile, and it doesn't matter if they make a noise. And yeah, it's nice. And actually, today we went to a church run youth group.
There we go.
You're nosing me. Yeah, today we went to a church run youth group. But then these things, I don't know.
So you don't necessarily think of going to Messy Church as church in your head?
No. And I don't think as the church run youth group as being anything. It's only just occurred to me that it is a church run youth group. Not youth group, toddler group.
Is it toddlers?
Yeah.
So we do some Messy Church things and we absolutely count it as church.
Yeah.
But what we always worry about is what the parents or people who come with children are getting. Do you feel you get some spiritual growth out of the things that you're covering at Messy Church, or is it to do with the community, the welcome?
It's to do with the community and the welcome. There is no, actually thinking about it, because they do they focus the Messy Church on a story from the Bible, and then it's all around that. So yes, actually thinking about it, there is something. There is something there. I don't know why I'd never connected it. That's really silly.
No.
What's up, buddy? Go and sit with Ollie. He's having a funny day today.
One of the reasons we do Heart for Rudlow, which is essentially a message church on a Sunday, is exactly the kind of lone parenting thing that some people struggle with.
Yeah.
Because it's quarters, so if the other half is deployed,
yeah,
then you can do that thing of coming, food,
yeah,
bath and bed, essentially. Yes. Yeah. And that's kind of strategically why we do that then.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best, in terms of timing wise, I think that's the best one that we've done. And they have we been when you've actually been big enough to join in? I'm trying to think. Yeah, you did last time. Yeah, no, they did. They've both really, really enjoyed it.
And how do you find out it's on?
Oh, they advertise it in the school newsletter that we get every, that's a weekly thing. There's a big poster outside the church and we drive past the church every day. And I think there's something in the parish magazine as well. And it's also regular. It's the, I can't remember which Sunday it is of the month, but it is a regular.
Do they advertise it through Facebook?
I think they might do. Okay. I just don't recall seeing it recently.
Okay. That's all really interesting stuff.
Oh, is it? Oh, good. Oh, well, that's good.
that's really good. There's all sorts of technical questions about what is church that the Bishop of Chelmsford talked to me about.
Ah.
About messy churches and what church is, and that it is church in its own right. It's not going to grow up people into the Sunday morning congregation, but a good messy church is contained and should challenge the adults as well as the children.
Yeah.
that are there. I need to ask you, Ollie, I have got three more questions for your mummy. Okay. We can listen to her and see how we're doing with the questions. The first question.
Or you could go upstairs and play cars.
The first question is, what's your favourite thing that begins with T?
Ah. Well, I listened to your other ones and lots of people say time and I wanted to say time.
You're still allowed to say time.
Well, it's time. It is time because it's the only thing that nobody has enough of. And yeah, that's it. It's definitely time. Time with my children, time with Dave. Time with Dave is my favourite thing. We don't get that very often.
And the other question is, what's the best thing about Essex?
Oh, the best thing about Essex. Oh, gosh. That's put me on the spot because I haven't even thought about it. I love living here. The countryside. It wasn't somewhere that I thought before I lived here had an abundance of really pretty countryside, and it really does. It's a beautiful place to live.
I've been driving through it today. I'd forgotten what it was like.
Yeah.
Really, from this place. I might ask you one more difficult question and then I'll say thank you. So the difficult question is the same question that I asked this other family that I went to see with young children. It's, what sort of church would you like your children to inherit?
I think I want somewhere that feels like it's part of the community. I think that the place that's got the mix of all the best bits, so the messy church and what we had at the filling station. I don't know if the filling station's still on, but the filling station. Something that makes you think, and somewhere where they're not embarrassed to say what they think, even if other people don't necessarily think that way. And I'm not talking about things that if somebody comes out with something that's mean, I just mean where you can challenge people's ideas and you don't have to think along a certain line. You can be free with your opinion and talk about it and challenge other people's ideas. I think that's probably got to be the best thing. And somewhere that's inclusive, I think.
Excellent. Well, it's going to be quite short, but I think it will be fine. I've asked you the basic questions and some extra questions, so that's fine. So I need to say thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm going to say a bigger thank you than that. So thank you very much for having me here today, Vicky.
Thank you for coming.